Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, Pet Keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here in the studio with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Hello, Lee.
Hey, I'm sure you're getting used to this new time in the morning.
Yeah.
I know you're not always an early bird, but the bottom line is it's a lot easier to be early when the sun comes up early. And
I think we should have a rooster on the show.
Well, we're not at that point yet, but the good news is, assuming there is a sun out there, which we haven't seen in a while, bottom line is it is always good to be on the air and talking about all that's going on in the pet world here in Mid-Michigan. And this week was actually a busy week. I know after last week's show talking about the bully breeds, I understand that you actually made a little bit of progress when it comes to making some things happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I went to Furball, and prior to that, I've been chatting with the Humane Society, Julia, and just see if we can kind of come up with some kind of an event that kind of pays homage to and respects the bully breeds, pit bulls, things like that. And then I had a really good conversation last week when she came in
with Jamie.
Lampman from the Ingham County Animal Control. And then this week, just a couple days ago, I had one of the officers from Lansing Police, Captain Ray Hall, and in our store with the son. They were looking around having fun, and I just brought up the idea that I want to come up with an event that kind of brings on these parties together, and kind of whether it's a walk or whether it's a polling competition or whether it's bringing people that have service dogs that are of these different breeds. I wanted to just share with him my idea, and he was his eyebrows went up, and he was all about that, because one thing that he'd like to do is to have that same kind of understanding of threats and the lack thereof of threats of these breeds when their officers are confronting these animals. So he seemed very, very receptive to the idea of an event. They would like to sponsor it, whether it's at least bring over the hot dog cooker, or at least have their presence, or at least just be available. And that was very exciting.
It should be. Citizen action is always where it's at. And speaking of, you mentioned a walk, and you mentioned the Ingham County Animal Control, and we have to remind everyone that the Big Woofer Walk event is going to be taking place on June 4th, and that's going to be taking place at Jackson National Life out in Okemos, and it's not too late to participate. You just got to get on the phone and talk to Jessica McNally over at the Ingham County Animal Control. But that's something I know you've been advocating for over at Preuss.
Yeah, it's really important that the pet community really get involved in these particular events. When we had Jamie on the show last week, how difficult it must be for them just to make ends meet with the type of limited funds that they have to work with. So an event like this, anything that you can do in the way of getting out or sending contributions, or let's just make that a great big event. Anybody that's been sitting on the fence, so to speak, it's time to jump off and start walking.
Absolutely. And Rick, on today's show, we're going to actually introduce some different topics, one of which we have never covered in 17 months on the air, which really amazed me. But we're going to talk about the issue of pet insurance, which is something that it's really a small percentage, but it's definitely a growing industry. And we actually have a wonderful guest out of Cleveland, the CEO and co-founder of a company called Embrace Pet Insurance. And her name is Laura Bennett. And boy, I just love talking to her because that accent is worth the price of admission alone.
Well, it's surprising as a culture, to think about pet insurance. We've gone so far from in so many years. I think if you went back 10 years ago, you wouldn't have thought that. But now it seems to be common conversation.
Yeah, it's definitely catching on. So we've got that and lots of other great subjects today on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar.